This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. And guess what? Thousands and thousands of people, more each and every week, are tuning into Senior Care Live to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And guess what? You, the listeners, have made this program, Senior Care Live, the most listened to AM talk radio show on Kansas City on the weekends. I could not be more proud of that. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? There are many ways that you can listen to the program. You can hear it on the radio. You can go old school and tune in the old AM radio. You can do like my first guest here. He says, I don't know if I own a radio. There's one in my car, but he likes to stream things, to his electronic device, which is totally cool. You could also do a podcast, listen to the podcast after the fact. Any way you choose to listen to the program, again, just thank you so much for being here today. You can always reach us on our toll-free number. So if you have a question or a comment, or maybe you'd just like to learn more, or maybe you have a comment that we can maybe read on air and answer that for you, or off air, of course, 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445, or visit online at seniorcarelive.com. All right, let's jump right in today and visit with my non-AM radio listening friend today, Mr. Dane Johnson. He's the owner-operator of Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And Dane, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. I remember visiting with you the first time, and you're like, you know what? And you're very honest, I don't listen to a lot of AM radio, but I do stream things, and I, you know, like to listen to podcasts, and a lot of people do that, and so fortunately, we can reach our audience in those three different ways. So.
Yeah, the podcast is great for me. I like it.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, you're busy with your family on the weekends, and very, very busy family, and a lot of people are, and a lot of caregivers are providing care during the day, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and so they'll go back during a quiet time in the evening or maybe, you know, nighttime and listen to that, so really glad that that works out for everyone. So Dane Johnson with Home Care Assistance. Home Care Assistance Kansas City provides the best in-home assistance that you can get in the Kansas City area and beyond. Let me give you Dane's number. It's 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000, or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So, Dane, give us an example of some of the services that you provide for individuals in their home.
Yeah, Steve, no problem. So we provide one-on-one personal care anywhere from a few hours a day to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We will assist with any personal needs, so bathing, toileting, getting dressed, all the way to helping with errands and light housekeeping and doing the laundry and the dishes, really anything that somebody would typically do for themselves, we can help out with.
All right. And is such an important service, because guess what? 90% of people who were surveyed by the AARP said, you know, we don't want to move to an assisted living facility or nursing home. We want to try to stay home if at all possible. And the overwhelming majority, you want to stay home, and sometimes you're going to need a little bit of help, and that's where you can help out.
Exactly. Yep. That's where we come in.
And so I didn't even mention this before we jumped on the air today, but my neighbor came running out and he said, now you're in the senior care. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I need to talk to you about, and I can't remember if it's his mother or his mother-in-law. She's only able to walk about 10 feet. We're going to need some help. And I said, I know exactly who you need to contact. You need some home care assistance to help you out help her out in her home. And the family's going to help out as well. And he said, well, you give me that name and number. We're going to be giving a call. So you're going to be getting a call from my neighbors.
Perfect. Good to know. And if it's in her private residence or if she's in a facility wherever she calls home, we can help out.
See, and that's important. Now, she still lives in her private residence, but you can also help out people who are living in assisted living or maybe an independent living apartment, and you can kind of help fill the gaps there and postpone the move to assisted living.
Yeah, if they're in independent and they want to stay there for a little while, they don't want to move into an assisted living yet, we're happy to help them just like they lived in their own private residence. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Dane Johnson with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, 913-663-5000 or homecareassistancekc.com. So, Dane, earlier this week, I was in the hospital with my brother. He had a surgery, and I get this call in the waiting room, and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs, and there's a younger gentleman. He's still in college. And he said, my professor listens to your radio program and told me I need to call Steve Kuechker. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. So his situation is, his grandmother is going to need home care. And he asked me, he said, is it a good idea to try to save money and hire someone? Like he even mentioned, like, on Craigslist or from the newspaper. And I said, well, how long do you have to visit about this? And he said, not a long time. And I said, I'll keep it real short. No, that is not a good idea. Let's talk about that. Some of the reasons that and I covered all of these with him so it's going to cost X dollars an hour from a home care provider like Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And he said, well, maybe I can save maybe about $5 an hour if I hire someone on my own. And I said, well, what happens if they fall and break their arm?
There's so much that goes into hiring somebody.
What if they don't show up?
Yeah. What if they no show? What are you going to do?
Yeah. What happens if they file for unemployment here in the near future? You're one of the employers and you never pay taxes.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And of course, because, they're in the heat of the moment. They're trying to take care of their grandma, but they're also trying to be on a budget. So let's talk about some of the situations and some of the reasons why it's a much better idea to contact Home Care Assistance Kansas City versus just hiring a stranger out of a list online.
Yeah, well, Steve, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the biggest things are insurance and liability and taxes as well. I mean, if somebody walks into your home and they are working, they're on the job, and they happen to slip on the stairs. I've had this happen as an employer that employs caregivers in a W-2 fashion. We cover workers' comp. We cover liability. And I have employees that have gotten hurt walking down the stairs at an apartment complex.
Yep.
So they then come to me. It's a legitimate deal. And then I pay out for them to get taken care of. And if you don't go with an agency, that is on you personally to take care of that person, to pay their medical bills because they were in your home working.
It could be on your property, too. So
correct.
We've had all this crummy, almost swore. We've had all this
crummy
this weather, this dadgum weather, right? And you could be walking from the driveway up the sidewalk. Boom, you could fall, and I mean, you could really, really injure yourself. Just not even getting in the door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're not even necessarily assisting the person. You could be, yeah, just walking into your shift and you get hurt. And that, again, is on the person personally. They've got to cover that. And it's unfortunate what that employee could come after when it comes to your liability. So,
well, you get the right attorney involved and it could cost you everything you have.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
I mean, if it's a bad enough injury, so let's take this to the next level. So you hire someone from Craigslist, or I'm not beating up on Craigslist, but you hire someone who knows Aunt Mary from church or something like that, and they load up your elderly loved one in the car, and then you're driving around town, and you're going to go out to get something to eat. You might see a movie. You're going to stop by the drugstore on the way home, maybe pick up some groceries. So it's kind of an afternoon outing, if you will, and you get in a car wreck. Who pays for that?
Exactly. That's tough to look at, because if you're doing that as a friend, it is what it is. But when you're getting paid to provide that service, it changes the ballgame a lot.
Yeah.
And that goes back on that client, unfortunately.
Yep. So here is the, and I have a couple of horror stories that I can share with you. Dane, you've probably heard some too.
Definitely.
But here's the bottom line. If you need assistance in your home, don't even think about hiring a stranger. And I think it might even be worse hiring a friend. Because that's an additional layer of that you have involved there. But it's not worth the few bucks an hour that you might save, because you're talking about, you know, taxes, liability insurance, workers' compensation insurance, no show, no call, you know, you're left kind of high and dry. There are so many issues that could happen there. Just do yourself a favor. Call Home Care Assistance KC at 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000, or online at homecareassistancekc.com. And Dane, obviously, this is a Kansas number, but you serve the Kansas and the Missouri side and north of the river, all three of our kind of our areas, didn't
you? Yep. Yeah, all of our areas, Kansas, Missouri, north of the river, anywhere in the metro we can service. Yep.
All right, and Home Care Assistance has givers, I guess caregivers, right, employed by Home Care Assistance KC, and they're located all over town, and they can get to you. And Home Care Assistance, we'll talk about some screening here in a minute, but first let's not forget about our Senior Care Life question of the week. This one's important. All home care providers conduct background checks on their caregiving staff. Is this statement true or false? What do you think? I'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone on the homepage, or you could click the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it will start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your laptop. This is what Dane Johnson prefers to do. He likes to stream. And guess what? Thousands and thousands of people every month actually like to stream this program. So feel free to help yourself. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care providers conduct background checks on their caregiving staff. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. On this one, we need to emphasize that. Wah, 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 wah. Right? I mean, that's totally false. And Dane, to me, this is a no-brainer. Why would you not background check, like do the criminal background check and the drug check, all that stuff? So, the criminal background check is the big one that I'm thinking of, because there are a lot of not so great people out there looking for opportunities. This is kind of an easy one to do if you're not doing a background check.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody's not doing a background, anybody can do it. But us, again, we W-2 employ our caregivers, and with that comes a national background check, which covers motor vehicle, criminal, and sex offenders. So if there's anything on their background, we do not hire them. Obviously, we all get speeding tickets every now and then.
Sure.
So we allow that.
I don't.
But,
I never do.
I bet.
Perfectly clean record.
So other than that, they are not able to come on our staff. And Steve, you mentioned a good fact earlier that we hire about one in every 25 caregivers. And that's a big reason why, because we do that national background check. If you're chatting with some companies, they may 1099 their employees. They probably don't do any type of background check. And some people also just do state by state. So it's a really great question to ask when you're interviewing your home care company.
All right. So let's talk about a company that might use a 1099 situation for their caregivers. They're essentially an independent subcontractor at that point. Is that correct?
Exactly. They're just contracting them. So they have no obligation to order anything when it comes to background.
And this is why when I talk about, you know, some of the, not all of them, okay, there's some good providers. Obviously, Home Care KC is a great provider, but some home care agencies will send out someone with a pulse. Okay. So that scares the heck out. I almost swore again. That scares the heck out of me. Right. So you think about that. You have an elderly person living at home and you're sending someone out who's not been background checked. What? I mean, how could you even do that? I think it's insane. So you don't have that to worry about with Home Care Kansas City at Home Care. Excuse me, Home Care Assistance Kansas City at 913-663-5000 or homecareassistancekc.com. And your employees are W-2. So, I mean, they are literally employees of Home Care Assistance Kansas City.
Yep, all about 90 of them right now. They're all employees of ours.
All right. And so something just caught me off the top of my head. You hire one out of 25 applicants. So what does that mean? Somebody else is hiring the other 24 that you rejected.
Exactly. Yeah, there are people out there that are hiring
those. Just think
about that. Yep.
And some of those people you reject in a hurry.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes we don't even get past the phone interview. Yeah.
Oh, my. And guess what, folks? For our listeners, they're going somewhere else and they will be hired and they will go and spend hours per day in an elderly person's home. That is frightening. You also said that you do the national background check, and that's particularly important here in Kansas City because you're a Kansas based business, but you serve the wider area. We straddle a state line. And so if you just did a state background check, you don't even check Missouri, and that's just right across the road here.
Yeah, and even if you do Kansas and Missouri, there's so many people that move into town. It amazes me with how many interviews that we get that are coming from Texas or Colorado, wherever it may be. So making sure to pull their background in those states is super important.
Absolutely. This has been a few years ago. I spoke with an owner of a home care provider, and she said that she was watching television, and there was a news story where the son suspected that the caregiver was stealing from his mom, but he couldn't prove it. Mm. Guess what he did? He put in a camera and caught the home care staff. And this is a private, they just hired her. I don't know where they hired her from, off of a list somewhere. It wasn't through an agency. And she goes, oh my gosh, I spoke with that guy a couple of years ago, and he was trying to save about, literally, this is no kidding, about $5 an hour, and did not go with their agency that did the background checks and provided the insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And she recognized the guy, and she recognized the elderly lady, and the lady couldn't speak, but she understood, and she sat there and watched this caregiver steal her clothing, steal some of her jewelry. It added up to, like, I don't know, $80,000 or $90,000 worth of stuff that she stole from this lady, and she knew it and couldn't communicate it.
Mm. So sad.
And it's the saddest thing ever. And she said all of that for $5 an hour. So I shared that story with the gentleman that I just spoke with this week. And I said, look, whatever you have to do, do not hire just some random stranger out there to come into your grandmother's home. And I suggested something, and I just want to, if you thought it was a good idea, I said, if you need 10 hours a day of help, but you can afford 9 hours a day or 8 hours a day, just cut back an hour or two, a little extra family and friend caregiving assistance, and that way you're able to get quality healthcare provider in there, even if you have to decrease your hours by just a little bit to fit your budget. I mean, is that a good idea to do that?
Yeah, great idea. Definitely find a way around it if there's some family that can help out for that extra hour or 2 hours. To be able to get a company like mine in there that can take care of you, that does things correctly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then I also heard the story of a couple. They hired a lady. I'll abbreviate this because we only have about a minute left. But it worked out fine. They hired an individual. They paid her cash. About a year later, she filed for unemployment and she quit. And the state came after the couple for a little over a year's worth of unemployment tax, mm-hmm. federal and state employment tax, and workers' comp, and all of that, and their $5 an hour that they saved ended up costing them about $10 an hour.
Yep.
So,
yeah, go with the extra $5 an hour. There's so much more that you get with it. Our care management model, our matching process, we match every caregiver as best as we can. Obviously, we don't get it perfect 100% of the time, yep. But the nice thing about that is, you then don't have to go back to the drawing board yourself like you would if you were hiring somebody privately. You just come to us and say, caregiver isn't working out perfect. Try to find somebody else for me. And with our pool of caregivers, we can do that.
Yep, absolutely. So, and then another major benefit you get with Home Care Assistance Kansas City for your $5 an hour is you have a care manager built in, and that's just part of the service with yep. Home Care Assistance KC. Yeah.
A degreed, very, very experienced professional that it's just in the hourly rate. They coordinate the care. They make sure it's the best fit. You have them on speed dial. It's a great benefit to Home Care Assistance.
All right. Call Dane Johnson for your home care services at 913-663-5000 or visit online at homecareassistancekc.com. Thanks, Dane.
Steve, thanks so much for having me.
All right, we'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. And you can call this number literally anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friend or family, or, you know, you may just want to go back and listen to it again. No worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. And just click on the one that you're looking for. There's a little description. Click on the play button. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and you can start streaming that to any of your electronic devices. And lots of people do take advantage of that. Just want to thank Dane Johnson again. He's with Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, let me just put an exclamation point on the first two segments. When you have an elderly loved one, like the gentleman that I spoke with earlier this week. This is for his grandmother. And his mom is working about 50 or 60 hours a week. He's a student and he's also working. So you have some limited family and friend resources. And I asked him, I said, is it time to consider moving to assisted living? And he said, absolutely not. After all of the things that she has done for our family, she even moved from out of the area in here to help us and everything. There is no way. He said, no offense to any of the care, you know, providers out there in assisted living and et cetera. But he said, there's no way we're going to put her in a home. That was his quote. And he said, we're going to do all we can to stay home, but she needs help. She needs help, and we can't be there enough hours of the day to help her. So I said, you know, you need to call Dane Johnson in Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And he talked about some budgetary concerns. And he talked about, well, but we could save like $5 an hour if we hire an individual. So we went through everything that you heard in the first two segments. And I said, look, for that extra $5, this is what you get. You get the screening. You get the training. If someone is not able to show up that day, Home Care Assistance Kansas City will send a backup caregiver. Okay, and then all of their people, they're insured, they're bonded, they're screened. If they have an injury on your property, you're not responsible for that. Home Care Assistance Kansas City is. If there's something missing, that would be a rare occurrence, but you never say never on something like that. Home Care Assistance Kansas City has the liability coverage and they would take care of that. So you just have to think about that. You also get the care management from Home Care Assistance Kansas City. We've had the two care managers here on this program talking about that. You get them to help you problem solve and help guide the care and maybe help bring in other services. And all of that is what you get for an extra $5 an hour. Are you kidding me? This is a no-brainer. Right. This type of a service is, and I meant to mention this earlier, this is a you get what you pay for kind of a service. So don't make the mistake of calling someone off Craigslist or a friend of a friend or hire a family member, because then you're getting into a whole other issue or potential issue there. Contact Home Care Assistance KC at 913-663-5000 or visit online at homecareassistancekc.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. I heard one. I kind of went on a little bit of a rant last week, and this one is, I guess it's kind of similar. This falls squarely into the category of an overly aggressive salesperson in assisted living trying to make the sale, not thinking of the individual or the family. And I got the impression it was trying to hit a quota, maybe hit a bonus, something like that. But they made all sorts of wild promises that there's no chance that they can deliver on. And I had to kind of undo this mess and steer the family in the right direction. So I visited with a very nice lady. This was for her dad. And when she started, she said, I'm thinking about this particular place. And it was assisted living. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, do you know anything about the place? And I said, yeah, it's fine. It was near their home, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, tell me about your dad and tell me about what's going on with him. So she started talking and she started laying out all of these major issues with her dad. And now her dad is not mobile. And in fact, he's almost dead weight right now. Now, with some therapy, he may improve with that, but he is now the bottom line is he's a two-person transfer. That's what they would say in the business. That means that it takes two people and maybe even a piece of equipment, a patient lift, a Hoyer lift, to move an individual from point A to point B. So it's from your bed to your walker. In this case, it would be from bed to wheelchair, in and out of the shower. Two-person assistance with using the toilet And so that's really heavy care. And I said, well, I don't know if they provide a two-person transfer at this particular assisted living facility. I said, but more and more assisted living facilities are actually offering a two-person transfer, and they're you'll pay for that as well. I mean, there's an increased charge. I said the majority of them do not. It's a one-person transfer, but some of them are offering that. Well, they said they could do it. And then she goes on to tell me, you know, some more issues about that and some more issues about that. And then she finally said, and he's now having a hard time eating, so someone's having to feed him. And he's on oxygen at night and a CPAP. And she's just describing a person who is very, very ill. And frankly, who is a very clear candidate for long-term care. That long-term care, that medical model, some people refer to it as a nursing home, but he is not an assisted living candidate at all. The more she talked, the more questions I asked, and the more information I received, I said, are you sure they can do that? Are you positive? Because, frankly, I would have my doubts. She goes, well, I spoke to a salesperson, and they assured me, oh yeah, we got that covered. I even wrote a deposit check to hold the room. Are you saying that they may not be able to do that? And I said, I don't know if they can't, but I would be really surprised if they can. You need to call and you need to ask them again and make sure that they understand and they've received the referral from the other facility out of state. Make sure they understand what they're getting into, because she's paying all this money to move her dad here to the Kansas City area on this very expensive transport. Last thing you want to do is show up in an assisted living facility, have him be there for a day. Oh, my goodness. We can't meet his needs. You have to move. And if she hadn't talked to me, that's exactly what would have happened. It's exactly what would have happened. So I said, you need to ask them this. You need to ask them this. And you need to ask them this. So she called and she asked them the questions. And then she spoke not to the salesperson, who is an overly aggressive salesperson promising the moon when they couldn't deliver it. She finally, I said, you need to speak with the director of nursing or the administrator and have them say whether they can do this or not. Sure enough, the director of nursing said, oh, there's no way. There's no way. We can't take your dad. Who told you that we could provide, you know, A, B, C, and D, all of these services? And she said, well, the salesperson I spoke to, and they said, well, I'm sorry to let you know, but we are not a candidate for your dad. You're going to have to find something else. So he lives out of state. The very expensive transportation service is set up and ready to take him to this assisted living facility. They have nowhere to go now. So she said, Steve, can you quickly help me find the proper place? So Senior Care Consulting jumped into action. We do backflips for our clients. We bent over backwards for this lady and her very nice dad. We found the right place for him at the right level, meeting all of his needs from now until for his entire lifetime. And they could not be more happy with Senior Care Consulting, because we pull no punches. We work for our clients. We help you get it right and get it right the first time. So if you are out in the market and you're kind of doubting, because she was kind of doubting what she was being told by a very overly aggressive, I'm not knocking salespeople. I'm not saying that they all do this, but this particular one did. And if your common sense and your better judgment is feeling like, boy, I don't know if this is the right place, I don't know if they can really do that, then what you should do is you should pay attention to that and beware of overly aggressive salespeople.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I am not knocking salespeople, and I'm not beating up people in the industry. But I'll tell you what, there are some overly aggressive salespeople that will just about tell you anything to get you in the building. Drives me completely crazy. Just don't fall for it. And I'm going to follow up in the next segment on how senior care consulting would avoid all of that. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And, you know, when I was sharing that story, I get a little hot under the collar. I'm such a patient and family advocate. And it wasn't even my dad. And I was really, really ticked off about that. About, somebody just trying to make a sale. 24 hours later, this man would have been kicked out of there. They couldn't have touched his needs. There's no way. I'm telling you, they couldn't have done it. So fortunately, she contacted Senior Care Consulting. We gave her some questions to ask. We told her who to talk to, go around the salesperson trying to make a sale, talk to the people who really provide the care. And they're like, oh no, we can't do that. So it just kind of blows me away. So what do you get? We talked about what do you get when you hire home care assistants, KC. So you might spend just a little more than you would hiring an individual, but this is what you get. Well, what do you get when you hire senior care consulting to help you find the right senior care community for your elderly loved one? And most of our work is in assisted living, long-term care placement, or continuing care retirement communities. It may or may not include memory care. We may need it immediately or we may need it down the road. We work with individuals who have the funds to pay privately for life. We work with individuals who have been fortunate enough to have purchased a long-term care insurance policy, and that's really going to help out and stretch their assets by a long way. We work with individuals with limited resources where they'll be able to pay privately for a period of time and then would need the assistance of Medicaid down the road. And we also work with a lot of families who immediately qualify for Medicaid. And they don't really have any assets at all. So we work with lots and lots of people in lots and lots of situations. But what do you get when you work with Senior Care Consulting? Well, first of all, you're going to get me. What you're paying for is expert knowledge and an understanding of the industry and the understanding of all of the places available here in this listening area, in this broadcast area. Now, when this lady worked with me, I performed or conducted a geriatric care assessment. I call what's called building the care profile. It's a detailed description of exactly what we need, and it identifies the level of care. I spoke with her for 2 minutes, and I knew immediately assisted living was not the right level of care. That's what you get. That's one of the things you get when you work with Senior Care Consulting. You're going to get someone who can walk you through this accurately. We pull no punches. We say what it is. We say what it costs. We go through this whole process with you. We walk beside you through this entire process, this entire search and selection process. We help you get it right. We help you get it right the first time. And we help you do this accurately and appropriately. So first of all, we'll ask you about your loved one, your relationship with them. We're going to also want to ask you if you have power of attorney of finance and health care. If you don't, we're going to strongly encourage you to get that taken care of. Because most places, when you move in, they're gonna want to know who has power of attorney to speak on your loved one's behalf should they not be able to speak for themselves. And they're gonna want a copy of that power of attorney in the file. A lot of times people haven't even thought about that yet. So that's really important. We're gonna ask if your loved one is a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran. And we are going to explore whether or not your loved one could benefit from the VA aid and attendance benefit. It's an incredible, and we've talked about this several times. I had most recently, just right after Veterans Day in November, had Mr. Ron Cherry from the VFW here. We talked about that in depth. We talked about some of the new updates and changes in the VA aid and attendance benefit program. But we always ask you about that. And if you qualify, we will help you explore. I'll tell you what you can get. I'll tell you how to qualify, and I'll tell you who to call to help you with that application. That assistance, filling out that application, is free of charge. Then I want to know about all of the different diagnoses, the major medical diagnoses, your primary, your secondary, any additional diagnoses that would impact your level of care and the type of care. I'm going to talk about your height and your weight. Well, why is that important, Steve? Well, if we are working with someone who is a little overweight, some places have weight restrictions. And I know that. Most people don't. Does your loved one smoke? Well, guess what? A lot of places don't allow smoking, not even on the campus. So if your loved one is still smoking and we need to accommodate that preference, then that is going to steer our research in identifying our top options for you. Skin integrity. Do we have any skin care needs and wound care needs and skin breakdown issues? We want to make sure that can be appropriately handled. Then we talk about ambulation and whether you can ambulate independently or if some assistance or total assistance is required. We talk about pain management. You have implanted pain pumps, injections, pain patches. We talk about IV therapy, central PICC lines, tube feeding, NG tubes, PEG tubes, all of those things we need to know about. And then we have a cognitive portion of this assessment that identifies any potential elopement risk, exit seeking, wandering, any behavioral issues, any significant and major mental illness and psychiatric diagnoses. We ask about if your loved one is agitated easily or not, if they're sundowning, they have depression or anxiety, if they still recognize their family, they have short-term memory loss, are they redirectable? Are they wandering right now? Could they navigate a pathway to safety? Have you thought about all of these things? I bet you haven't thought about any of them yet. But when our clients with Senior Care Consulting works with us, we think about all of it for you. And we walk you through this whole process. It's never easy, ever, ever easy, never, ever easy. But we can make this process simple for you and help you find a great place about 4 to 5 hours of your time. We identify your activities of daily living, your capabilities. Where do you need help? Prompting. Maybe you don't need help with some of these things. We talk about toileting and bathroom usage, and is there any incontinence, and what level is that incontinence? We talk about financial information, your health insurance, long-term care. We talk about your assets and your income. If there's a chance that you might outlive your income and we need to discuss Medicaid, we have a full educational discussion on Medicaid, what it is, how it works, and how you qualify. We talk about social information. What was your loved one's profession? Are they a sociable person? Do they have hobbies and interests? Your spiritual information, do you have a religious or faith preference? Is having a church service available, is that important to you? We ask you, what is the most important thing to you in considering a facility? This goes on and on and on and on. But through this very thorough geriatric care assessment, we will let you know the options, the right level of options and the best options for your loved one. We tour with you. We conduct a performance audit. You'll get a wealth of information so that you can make the best decision you can make. Contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2000. 800-800-2800, and we would love to help you with this important task. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.